To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy New Year, BTN News listeners. Welcome to 2022, and welcome to our first episode of the new year of the BTN News Show. It is the 3rd of January, 2022. We've got the best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. We've been saying this for years. BlackBerry, it's no more. It's dead. Deader than a doornail. Basically, deader than dead. Well, that's actually going to happen on January 4th. Yes, any phones or tablets running BlackBerry's own software, meaning BlackBerry 7.1 and earlier, BlackBerry 10 or its tablet operating system BlackBerry Playbook, yeah, you basically got yourself a paperweight. And it doesn't matter if you're using Wi-Fi or cellular. In fact, speaking of cellular, if you're using the phone call feature on the phone, it also may not work anymore. It also means no text messages, no data use, no SMS connection. Heck, even if you're in an emergency and need to dial 911 or 999, ain't gonna happen either. So definitely, it looks like January 4th is the official death of BlackBerry. So what happens going forward? Well, after January 4th, it looks like BlackBerry devices running Android, they'll be the only ones that will continue to work normal as usual. So you diehard BlackBerry lovers out there, enjoy your last day of nostalgia, and maybe think about getting a new phone. Well, we're not really starting out the year great for Pixel 6 or Pixel 6 Pro users. You know that update that was supposed to come out in December? Yeah, I guess Google's saying, nah, we're going to hold off on that. That's because there's been some call dropping and disconnecting, so they've pushed the pause button. Now, according to the folks over there at Droid Life, they say many Pixel 6 owners haven't received the update over the past few weeks. Now, some people actually did get the update, and it's kind of 50-50 right now. Some are having a lot of issues, and some are having none at all. Now, those of you experiencing connectivity issues? Basically, your only fix? Flash your phone. You'll have to do that to an earlier version of Android. To those of you not having any problems, well, I guess just hope and cross your fingers for smooth sailing to continue. Now, that December update was actually meant to add features like ultra-wideband on the Pixel 6 Pro and even quick tap to snap, so you could easily access Snapchat from your lock screen. As for when the fix will be coming with a proper update, well, apparently the folks at Google are still on their holiday vacation, as no one's returned our calls. And finally, well, we all know 2021, COVID, and now we know too that 2022, COVID. CES is very much aware of this, so they thought, okay, we're still going to have a show, but we're going to cut it one day short. Apparently, one less day might make all the difference. Doubtful, but who knows? Yep, the Consumer Electronics Show will now actually end on January 7th, not 8th. And this is to implement additional safety measures, thanks to the lovely COVID-19 still going around. Now, other than safety protocols, there's also probably another reason why it's a day shorter. GM, Google, T-Mobile, Amazon, Microsoft. Yeah, this list is kind of long. They've actually dropped their physical presence at the conference, so there's just not as many vendors to go around. However, though, there's still over 2,200 exhibitors that are supposed to be there. And because of that, the president and CEO of CES said the show must and will go on. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, that's where you find this show. The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. You can also support the British Tech Network, in particular the news show, by going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Also, check us out on our social destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and the community for the BTN people. We'd love for you to be a part of our family today, so come join the fun right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, hopefully with a lot more news. Hey, we're just starting the new year off. I guess news is a little slow. Not everybody's back in the office yet. Whatever we have, though, we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's start the year off right. Have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.